Good morning and thanks for joining us this Thursday, the 4th of April. I'm Sophia Mavridis, a market analyst with Bell Direct. Well, US equities were mixed overnight with the Dow Jones closing 0.1% lower, marking its third straight negative day, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed slightly up 0.1 and 0.2% respectively. The Dow Jones was lower after Intel declined more than 8% off the back of the company posting operating losses in its semiconductor manufacturing business. An AI company, Nvidia, was in the red despite trading higher for most of the session on Wednesday, restricting gains for the market. Higher rates were also weighing down on the market, with data out yesterday showing that private payrolls grew more than expected in March. European markets were higher after Eurozone inflation fell more than expected. The Stoxx 600 closed 0.3% higher, with most sectors in positive territory. As for what to watch today, well, the Australian market is set to rise 0.33% at the open this morning. And in commodities, the price of oil is trading in the green after the latest Energy Information Administration data saw a surprise increase in US inventories. Gold is rallying, surging toward $2,300 US an ounce, extending its six-day rally as investors welcomed comments made by the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who indicated that a lower policy interest rate would likely be appropriate at some point this year. Gold stocks to watch include Northern Star Resources, NST, Newmont Corporation, NEM, and Evolution Mining, EVN, as well as Bellevue Gold, that's BGL. And iron ore is also in the green, recovering the week's earlier losses. And to end on some trading ideas for your consideration today, well, Bell Potter maintains a buy rating on Electro-Optic Systems, EOS, an Australian defence manufacturer specialising in advanced weapon and satellite tracking technology. EOS has successfully completed a $35 million fully underwritten placement with the proceeds intended to fund future growth. Bell Potter has lowered their price target by 5% to $2.20 with upcoming potential catalysts for the stock, including the next debt repayment scheduled for April, a first quarter update later this month, and the H1 results in September. At the current share price of $1.58, this price target implies 39.2% share price growth in a year. And Trading Central have identified a bearish signal in the Star Entertainment Group, that's SGR, indicating that the stock price may fall from the close of 54 cents to the range of 37 to 41 cents over 31 days, according to the standard principles of technical analysis. And that is all for this morning. Well, I'm Sophia Mavridis with Bell Direct. I hope you have a great day and, as always, happy trading.